Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit flood-hit Punjab on Tuesday to take stock of the situation. Life limping back to normalcy in rain-battered Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Japan Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba announces resignation after election defeats. Indian filmmaker Anuparna Roy scripts history by winning Orizzonte Award for Best Director at Venice Film Festival for Songs of Forgotten Trees. In archery, India clinches made in gold in men's compound team event at the World Championships in Gwangju, South Korea. And in men's Asia Cup hockey tournament, summit clash between India and South Korea underway at Rajgir in Bihar. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit flood-ravaged Punjab on Tuesday to review the situation. Confirming Mr. Modi's visit, State BJP President Sunil Jakhar in a social media post said, the Prime Minister is deeply concerned about the crisis and is closely monitoring developments. Mr. Jakhar reiterated that the central government stands firmly with the people of Punjab. Earlier, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan visited the state to evaluate the situation. Additionally, two central interministerial teams have been deployed in the state to assess the damage caused by the floods. Meanwhile, Punjab is slowly returning to normalcy after floods caused extensive damage to land, property and livestock. Our correspondent has the details.
Meanwhile, the situation in Punjab is gradually coming under control. The border state, which has lost 46 lives till date, is collectively helping each other along with experts from Indian Army, BSF and NDRF in rescue and relief operations. About 2,000 villages and over 3.87 lakh people have been impacted by floods. Hundreds of My Bharat Aapda Mitras of the Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports are also supporting the local communities in flood-affected districts. State government has announced the opening up of all the educational institutions in the state from Tuesday. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The Delhi government today flagged off 52 trucks carrying relief material for the victims in the flood-affected regions of Punjab. Speaking on the occasion, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the Delhi government will continue providing aid to the people of Punjab until the situation is under control.
दिल्ली की सरकार पूरी तरीके से पंजाब के अपने भाई बहनों के साथ खड़ी है हमने आज यहां से 52 ट्रक राहत सामग्री के जो उनकी जीवन को फिर से स्टेबल करने के लिए चाहिए उस सामग्री को आज हमने यहां से भेजा है हमने दिल्ली सरकार की ओर से 5 करोड़ रुपए भी मुख्यमंत्री राहत कोष में भेजे हैं
इन द नेशनल कैपिटल द वाटर लेवल ऑफ द यमुना रिवर इज रिसीडिंग However, the city continues to grapple with a flood-like situation as the level still remains above the danger mark. As a precautionary measure, residents of the low-lying areas have been relocated to safer locations and relief camps. Meanwhile, life is also limping back to normalcy in the rain-battered Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The Jammu-Srinagar National Highway, NH44, remained closed to vehicular traffic for the 6th consecutive day. On the other hand, light motor vehicles continue to ply normally on the historic Mughal Road. However, the pilgrimage of Shri Mata Vaishno Devi in Riyasi district remained suspended due to weather-related disruptions. We have more from our correspondent.
Some districts in the Jammu division may experience moderate rainfall during late night or early morning hours. From September 9 to 12, brief spells of rain or thunder are likely at isolated places across the Union Territory. Continuous efforts are being made by National Highway Authority of India, which includes men and machinery to make the National Highway traffic worthy. People are advised not to undertake journey on the highway till the restoration work is completed. The Jammu-Katra shuttle train service remains suspended for the third day today after a landslide blocked the track between Ramnagar and Manwal along the Jammu-Udhampur section. Authorities are trying to clear the track and restore the service on the stretch. Then Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
In flood-hit Himachal Pradesh, the pace of the monsoon has slowed down in the past 24 hours with intermittent rainfall continuing. In recent days, heavy rainfall, landslides and flash floods have severely disrupted normal life in the state. Administrative and police teams are working on the war footing to clear the road still blocked for traffic. Efforts are also underway to restore power and water supply in the state. An interministerial central team will reach Uttarakhand tomorrow to assess the damage caused by heavy rains and landslides during the monsoon season. The team will visit disaster-hit areas to review the ground situation. Secretary of Disaster Management and Rehabilitation in the state, Vinod Kumar Suman, said the state recorded higher rainfall this year compared to previous years, resulting in more widespread damage.
मंडे से टीम अपना काम शुरू कर देगी जो हम लोगों ने क्लेम किया है कि ये नुकसान हमारा हुआ है उसको देखेगी और देखने के बाद फिर जो है अपनी रिपोर्ट देगी इसके बाद फिर एक टीम अलग से आती है पोस्ट डिजास्टर नीड असेसमेंट के लिए वो टीम आएगी फिर वो टीम एक एक योजनाओं पे देखेगी पूरा कि जो हमने कहा है कि ये नुकसान हुआ है टीम उसको वेरीफाई करेगी वैज्ञानिक तरीके से फिर अपनी रिपोर्ट देगी उसके बाद फिर भारत सरकार हमको पैसे देने की कार्रवाई करेगी.
In Gujarat, normal life has been affected due to heavy rainfall across the state today. Our correspondent has the details.
Due to rain, 125 dams in the state are on alert. Water was released from the dam to maintain the water level normal, due to which the lower areas were alerted. Along with this, more than 100% of the total average rainfall of this season was recorded in the state. So far, more than 1,000 people have been rescued from the areas affected by heavy rains, while more than 7,000 people have been shifted to safer places as a precaution. 12 teams of the NDRF and 22 teams of the SDRF have been deployed in the state to deal with the rain and flood situation. Mayur Solanki, Akashwani, Ahmedabad.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Gujarat and Rajasthan till tomorrow. The weather agency also predicted heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Uttarakhand tomorrow. The IMD said light to moderate rainfall is also likely in Jammu, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, central Maharashtra during the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, light to moderate rainfall is also expected in Delhi, NCR tomorrow. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today attended the Sansad Karyashala in New Delhi. During the workshop, several senior BJP leaders and members of parliament across the country exchanged their valuable perspectives on diverse issues. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that in their party, platforms like Sansad Karyashala are important because they are great forums to learn from each other and deliberate on how we can serve people even better. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms from the ramparts of Red Fort on this Independence Day. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on the 3rd of September simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. The GST reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man and will come into effect from the 22nd of this month. Our correspondent today takes a look at the reforms undertaken for the micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs.
For e-commerce, the recent GST reforms are helping to ease both making online shopping cheaper and business more competitive. First, the cost of packing materials like cartons, boxes, trays and packing paper has came down. With GST reduced to just 5%, sellers now spend less on each shipment. This is especially helpful for MSMEs and food processing units. Meanwhile, trucks and delivery vans, which is now under 18% GST instead of 28%. This means cheaper vehicles, lower freight rates, and more efficient last miles delivery. Vice President of Vilayat Industries Associate Harish Joshi hailed the new GST setup as a major reform initiative from the MSME sector's perspective.
Madhyam varg ko bahut rahat milegi ki jo pehle tax ki wajah se bahut sare log usko kharidne se apne aap ko dur rakhte the waise industry mein bhi iska bahut bada labh hoga especially MSME sector mein ki jis tarah se GST ke dar kam hone ki wajah se sthanik market mein uski demand badhegi usko
With Rahisuddin, Ishani Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The reduction in GST rates has brought relief to various sections of society. Jagdish Singh of Udham Singh Nagar district in Uttarakhand said the move will significantly reduce farmers' expenses and increase their income.
किसानों से जुड़ी हुई जो चीजें हैं खाद है और तमाम चीजें हैं इन पे जो स्लैब नीचे आया है इससे किसानों को और छोटे किसानों को लाभ इस पे पहुंचेगा और इससे किसान को काफी खुशी भी हुई है जीएसटी का स्लैब नीचे आया है.
Member of Parliament Ajay Bhatt said the changes in the GST slabs will benefit all sections of society.
व्यापारियों के लिए सीधे सीधे सारे स्लैब हटा के दो ही स्लैब रख दिए हैं। यानी अगर सरल भाषा में बोले कि सारी सीढ़ियां हटा दी। एक बहुत बड़ी योजना थी और बहुत बड़ा आज सबको तोहफा मिला है पूरे देश को, इसलिए माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी को हम सब की तरफ से हृदय से बधाई।
The government has dismissed manipulated video circulating on the social media that falsely attributed statements to Indian Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. The video misleadingly suggests that General Dwivedi claimed India lost fighter jets and soldiers during Operation Sindoor. The fact-checked unit of the Press Information Bureau in a social media post clarified that the content is fake, AI-generated, and urged people not to fall for such misinformation. Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba today announced his plans of stepping down after less than a year in the role following two major election losses. In a press briefing, Mr. Ishiba said he will also resign from his position as president of the Liberal Democratic Party, LDP. The announcement comes a day before LDP was expected to vote that could have forced him out. Mr. Ishiba's position weakened after back-to-back election defeats, with his ruling coalition losing majorities in election for both houses of parliament amid voter anger over rising living costs. In a press briefing, Mr. Ishiba said Japan has now reached a deal with US on tariff measures, citing this as a reason for his resignation. Mr. Ishiba will remain the Prime Minister until a successor is chosen. Debutante filmmaker Anuparna Roy has made history by winning the Orizzonti Award for Best Director at the prestigious 82nd Venice Film Festival for her feature film Songs of Forgotten Trees. The film was presented at the festival by Anurag Kashyap. Songs of Forgotten Trees was the only Indian entry in the Orizzonti section this year. The film stars Naz Sheikh and Sumi Baghel and is produced by Bibhanshu Rai, Romil Modi and Ranjan Singh. Set in Mumbai, it tells the story of two women whose lives become unexpectedly intertwined. Accepting the award, Ms. Roy dedicated the honour to women who have been underestimated, overlooked or silenced. A rare celestial event is unfolding tonight as the total lunar eclipse is visible in the sky. The eclipse is clearly visible across India, including cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata and Bengaluru, as well as in other parts of Asia, Australia, Eastern Africa and parts of Europe. The eclipse began at 8:58 p.m. and will end at 2:25 a.m. In archery, India's men's compound team scripted history today by winning its first ever gold medal at the World Championships in Gwangju, South Korea. The trio of Rishabh Yadav, Aman Saini and Prathamesh Fuge defeated France 235-233 in a thrilling final. Earlier, the mixed team of Jyoti Surekha Venam and Rishabh Yadav settled for silver after losing to Netherlands. In men's Asia Cup hockey tournament, the summit clash between India and South Korea is underway at Rajgir in Bihar. India were leading 4-1 when reports last came in. The Indian team has remained unbeaten in the tournament so far. India has already won the Asia Cup title 3 times. In the US Open tennis, top seed and defending champion Jannik Sinner will take on the second seed Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles final in New York tonight. The match will begin around 11:30 p.m. The summit clash will also decide the world number one ranking in men's singles. This marks the third straight Grand Slam final between the two this season. Sinner won the Australian Open and Wimbledon in 2025, while Alcaraz triumphed at the Roland Garros. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh felicitated the team of Indian students in New Delhi after the remarkable performance at the 18th International Earth Science Olympiad held last month in Jining, China. The team secured a total of 7 medals, 1 gold, 4 silver and 2 bronze, along with a 3rd prize in the International Geoscience Youth Movement Reporter category. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Singh praised the young achievers for bringing glory to the nation. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit flood-hit Punjab on Tuesday to take stock of the situation. Life limping back to normalcy in rain-battered Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Japan Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba announces resignation after election defeats. Indian filmmaker Anuparna Roy scripts history by winning Orizzonti Award for the Best Director at the Venice Film Festival for Songs of Forgotten Trees. In archery, India clinches the maiden gold in men's compound team event at the World Championships in Gwangju, South Korea. And in men's Asia Cup hockey tournament, India leading 4-1 against South Korea in the summit clash at Rajgir in Bihar. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.